From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The U.S. government's Human Resources Agency appears to be the victim of a second major cyber attack. China-linked hackers are believed to be responsible for both cyber intrusions, a claim China dismisses as irresponsible. The second attack on the Office of Personnel Management, or OPM, allowed hackers to access highly sensitive background information submitted by intelligence and military personnel for security clearances for several agencies, including the Central Intelligence Agency and the National Security Agency, anonymous U.S. officials said. Oman has accepted for resettlement six Yemeni men who were detainees at the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay. The men arrived in Oman on Saturday. The U.S. Defense Department said it is grateful to the government of Oman for its humanitarian gesture and willingness to support ongoing U.S. efforts to close the Guantanamo Bay detention facility. The long-held Yemeni's release brings the population at the internationally condemned jail at the U.S. naval base in Cuba down to 116. Egypt opened its Rafah border crossing with Gaza in both directions Saturday for the first time in 3 months. The crossing is scheduled to be open for 3 days, allowing Palestinians to travel in and out of the Gaza Strip. The UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process said earlier this week that he hopes security conditions will allow for this decision to be extended and that Rafah can be open on a regular basis. Egypt has kept its Rafah crossing largely shut since Cairo's Islamist president was toppled in 2013. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives has dealt a stunning blow to President Barack Obama's free trade agenda. VOA Cindy Sain reports.
President Obama raised the stakes for House votes on trade promotion authority, coming to the U.S. Capitol Friday morning to huddle behind closed doors with House Democrats and to ask them for their support. The previous evening, the president came out to socialize with lawmakers at their annual congressional baseball game. Labor unions had pushed hard against the trade agenda for months, and some Democrats said the president failed to convince them.
Well, obviously, he thinks that this trade deal will help the American economy and help working families. The vast majority of Democrats and 100% of all those organizations of working people disagree.
Cindy Sain, VOA News on Capitol Hill.
A team of World Health Organization experts say the outbreak of the deadly Middle East respiratory syndrome in South Korea is large and complex, and more cases should be expected. However, WHO and South Korean medical authorities told a news conference Saturday that the MERS virus is not yet spreading through the general population. A WHO spokesman says the virus has been moving through hospitals.
The custom of having many friends and family members visiting hospitalized patients may have contributed to secondary spread of infection.
Officials say MERS has not been spreading through the general population because many people are wearing protective masks. Authorities in southern Afghanistan say Taliban insurgents have killed at least 17 police officers in overnight assaults on several security outposts. The ambushes happened in the Mullah Kala district of the volatile Helmand province. Clashes continued for several hours into Saturday, a top regional security official told reporters. Local media says the Taliban also suffered at least 10 dead, and the insurgents took several police personnel with them. U.S. authorities have charged two men for plotting to help the Islamic State militant group kill U.S. citizens, including plans to target Boston police officers. A U.S. Justice Department statement named the accused as David Wright of Everett, Massachusetts, and Nicholas Ravinsky of Warwick, Rhode Island. Ravinsky appeared in federal court in Boston Friday. Wright was arrested last week. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming